So what is the rationale of holding the sexual orientation conference called Holy Sexuality? Well, Dr. Mike Davidson is the organiser and he spoke to Newsday's Julian Keane.
The literature is clear and always has been, certainly from the time of Anna Freud, that in some cases homosexuality can be reduced in terms of both behaviours and feelings. And so there are those people who usually are motivated and want to move away from it. And so certainly it is the case.
But there is a problem, not least if this therapy is held within a religious setting, because any therapy needs to be objective. And here it would have the sort of starting off point that homosexuality is wrong.
The religion of secularism or theistic religion, they're both systems and worldviews that contain values. When we are working as we do openly as Christians, I think we're being transparent about the worldview that we are operating in. That's the important thing. Any therapist working really needs to make his or her particular perspective clear to the client so that the client has the ability or the capacity to be able to critically engage with what is going on.
But a lot of professional bodies representing these therapists disagree. The American Psychological Association says any attempt to change an individual's sexual orientation is unethical. The Royal College of Psychiatrists in Britain has described these sort of therapies as potentially harmful.
Yes, it's interesting that they talk about potentially harmful, isn't it? That means they're not actually harmful. The problem is there is no evidence in terms of peer-reviewed journals and scientific research. There is anecdotal evidence because the plain fact is there's very little research. That's why the American Psychological Association has said insufficient evidence one way or the other in terms of the effectiveness of these therapies. In other words, we need more research.
Dr. Mike Davidson speaking to Newsday's Julian Keane.